This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. But don't call, because I am live. I am recording this live for you. But I am not taking calls today because I am actually not going to be here on the 11th. I didn't want you to have two shows in a row where they were replays, so I wanted to give you some new information. I am actually, and I said it in the earlier hour, I am going to be at the Arete Trade Show purchasing products for 2023 for your homes. In the area, because that's what I do, and you've heard me talk about it, working for Mahoney's Garden Center. I purchase all the fertilizers, the soils, all these number of different things, and this is the time of year we purchase for next year. So, I will technically be on a plane when you're hearing this. So, I wanted to make sure we had some new information for you, and it wasn't just another rerun. So, I've already answered a few questions, some email questions. I'm going to talk about some different products, some different companies you've heard me talk about, like always, right? One thing I wanted to discuss, because we're getting into that time of year where we need to fertilize our shrubs and trees again, right? We need to fertilize them to get them ready for winter. Now, and the best product line that's out there, which has been around since the 40s, so 1946, Espoma, right? Some great products to use to fertilize this time of year. We're just about there. I'd probably wait another week to 10 days or so before you start doing the fall fertilizing, right, for your plants. This is when you would do your holly tone, right, or your plant tone, your tree tone, those types of things. But we want to use them at half the rate that we do in the spring. It should say it right on the package, but I'm telling you right now, you need to fertilize for the fall. It's just as important as the spring, but only at half the rate. Okay? We are doing half the rate because we want to get to the root system, but we do not want to start pushing new development of leaves, flowers, those types of things, right? We're just trying to help the plant get into winter and get taken care of. And like I said, Espoma, perfect product to be using. Holly tone. All your acidic evergreen type plants, you'll be using it on, right? You'll be using your tree tone on your trees. Now, one thing I just want to go back a little bit, right? On the holly tone, it's interesting. You actually don't want to feed arborvitaes or boxwoods with Holytone. They actually recommend using Plant Tone. It's interesting to me because it's just easier usually to say all evergreens, right? But if you look at the package, you look at the directions on what shrubs and trees to plant on, they say Arborvitae and Boxwood should not be used with this. You can actually use Plant Tone. Now, right on the when to use, it says right there, feed in the spring and late fall at half the spring rate. So let's take a look at how much to use on a Holytone. Right, so Holytone, if you're using it on a shrub, 1 cup per foot of drip line diameter. Double the quantity if the drip line diameter is 3 feet or larger. So the drip line is however wide the plant is, right? So put your arms out where your fingertips are. That would be considered your drip line if you were a plant. You're not a plant, but you get the idea. Now, at that drip line, that's where you're going to fertilize because that's where the feeder roots are, right? That's where the roots that need it the most to develop even more and be stronger for you are. So make sure you feed it at the drip line. Now, diameter, right? You could be thinking, all right, square root of what, right? The diameter is however wide it is. Let's call it that, right? It would be circumference if you did the whole circle around it. We're talking diameter across. So from one edge of the drip line to the other edge of the drip line. And again, like I said, you double it, the fertilizer, if it's 3 feet or larger. So say it's 3 feet. You're going to need 6 cups in the spring, but you only need 3 cups in the fall. Now for trees, take a look at it. It's 1 pound, which is about 1 cup. It's about per inch of trunk diameter. And triple the quantity for diameter 3 inches or larger. So you will actually be measuring that at chest height. And at that point, you'll be able to tell, is it 2 inches wide, 3 inches wide, and go from there. You would then still fertilize at the drip line versus by the base. Because we want to get it out to the feeder roots. We want to get it where it's going to do the most good for you. Okay? So that's definitely one to be looking at. Again, like I said, Holytone is for all evergreens. Rhododendrons, use, but don't use it on arborvitaes and boxwood. And if you do, that's okay too. Plants can't read. Just saying, they can't. Anyways, Espoma, some great products. I want to give you a little bit of information about them. I've looked at companies all over. I talked to different people all over the place. And I found something really cool about the Espoma company. They are actually taking the commitment to the environment to a higher level with solar energy. They actually installed solar energy covering 43,000 square feet of warehouse on their rooftop. It actually produces over 700,000 kilowatts an hour. I don't know what that means. I'm sure somebody does, but it seems a lot, right? Well, it is, because it's enough to power 60 homes for a full year. It will save more than 1.4 million pounds of greenhouse gas emissions annually. I mean, come on. That is phenomenal. That is something. I don't know of many people doing that, many companies doing that, right? They want to help your plants, and then they're trying to give back to the earth. In essence, in terms of reducing carbon dioxide, their vice president, Jeremy Bruner, is quoted as saying this is the equivalent of planting nearly 1.7 million trees. Can you believe that? I mean, it's phenomenal. I think it is something that they should be applauded for. You definitely go on their website, espoma.com. It's got a couple pictures of how much their solar panels are all over the place. But it's so cool. It's not just about their fertilizers and all that. They're giving back. They're giving back to Mother Earth, Mother Nature, right? To take care of us, because that's what they're about. So definitely, if you haven't already, you know, take a look at their website. But we love Espoma here. We talk about it a lot. And hopefully you can enjoy their products going forward. Now, we're going to take a break in a little less than a minute here. But we are live. We're just not taking phone calls. I'm talking about a number of different things to help you with your garden this time of year. Because I will be out on this Sunday. So when you're hearing this, I will be on a plane. Nowhere fun, but I will be on a plane to go be purchasing some products for spring of 2023. So I wanted to give you some great info. Like I said, we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back. Maybe a few things to be doing and thinking about with the lawn and maybe some other things over the next couple segments. So stay tuned for that. We'll be back in a few.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart a birth certificate, and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, well, you don't need it, because we are not taking calls today. We are actually live, but we're not taking calls today. I am actually away, and I wanted to give you a new show, so stay tuned for this whole thing. Lots of good stuff coming on. Now, we've talked about a number of different things. We haven't really touched on the vegetable garden, right? Your vegetables are still growing. They're still there. They're still, you know, producing, and they're going to keep producing as long as the weather's there. I mean, you know, I'm not really talking about the weather because I don't know what it's going to be when this airs, you know, the next week after. I usually talk about the weather a lot, but we could get some heat prior to this weekend. We don't know what's going to happen weather-wise. So your plants could still be growing. But I want you to think about when the season is over, what to do. You've probably heard me say this, but I do not want you to rip out the plants at the end of the season. I want you to just cut them down right to the ground, leave the root system intact. That root system you have worked your you-know-what off this year for. Drought, everything, you're trying to take care of it. You've been fertilizing it. And the, you know, successful gardens that have been highly produced, right? Tons of tomatoes, you know, peppers, onions, potatoes, whatever you got, right? Don't rip out the root system. Don't. Leave it there. Why? Because you've created this root system that has full a fertilizer that's been in there. The root hairs and the microbes that are in the soil are incredible. You've worked all year to get to this point. So by ripping them out, next spring, you're starting over. You're starting from scratch with nothing in there again. Now, if you leave these, let it overwinter, keep it going, maybe put some winter rye grass over the top of it, right? Leave it in there. That root system will go dormant, but next spring, that root system will wake up and it will have a fully developed root system that will let those microbes and those nutrients and all those things out to your other plants. Now, it might make sense maybe put like a small stake where the main stem of each plant was. So next spring, you don't plant right into it. Well, what else is going to happen, right? The plant that's there is going to rot over the winter, break down and get into the soil and create almost compost. Nothing crazy about it. It's just going to, that's how it's going to be. So it's definitely worth doing because those microbes will sit in the soil over winter. And when spring hits next year and you plant again and it wakes up, those microbes are going to help the new plants and you're going to start to see them develop quicker than you ever have. Now, the person who came up with this is Jeff Lowenfels. He is an expert in organic gardening and an expert in what we are talking about, right? We're talking about microbes. You know why I believe him and why he uses these methods? He's from Alaska. No, that's not the reason why I believe him. I believe him because being from Alaska, your growing season is so short and you need to make the best of it every time. And they're going to get a lot more snow than we do, usually. They're going to get a lot colder than we do, usually. So they're trying to take advantage of everything they can. And that's what they're doing with this. So that's why they do this, because the microbes stay in the soil and get a head start for next year because the growing days are shorter. There's not as long as the rest of the country, right? So they're trying to beat the system. And it's an organic way to do it, right? If you use all organic fertilizers, it's still, you can stay in organic. It's perfect. So definitely think about it, right? Think about it before you rip everything out. Now, I'll tell you, it's probably a lot easier just to cut everything down and pull that stuff out versus having to dig everything out, clean it up, and do all that after the fact. I'm telling you, I'm saving you some time this fall. Anyways, we are going to take a break here. We will be back in a few to answer some more questions and talk about some more products. Maybe let's talk about the lawn a little bit. So stay tuned for that. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News.
The funeral for Queen Elizabeth II has been announced. It'll take place Monday, September 19th at Westminster Abbey in London. The UK's longest-serving sovereign died Thursday at her summer residence in Scotland. Her eldest son was officially proclaimed the new British monarch. King Charles III officially ascended upon the death of his mother. Ukrainian forces are claiming their first significant battlefield success in months as Russia announced it was pulling back its forces from two areas in the Kharkiv region. An auto parts plant in Kokomo, Indiana is on strike. Members of the UAW at the Stellantis casting plant are citing health and safety concerns as the cause of the strike. They make parts used in the powertrains of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. The defense for fallen singer R. Kelly has rested in his federal trial. He's accused of fixing his 2008 state trial. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You live from my house in Chelmsford right now, but we are not taking calls today. I am actually away and wanted to get a new show to you to have some good information on what to do this time of year. So, we've talked about a number of things. We haven't really touched on the lawn much. We touched a little bit about the wild strawberry earlier in the show, but we haven't touched on the lawn itself. Now, the lawn's been a hard one this year, right? It's been tough. And if you're like me, your lawn is brown. There's some green in it, but those are all weeds. But you're happy that those weeds are there because at least there's something green in your yard, right? Well, let's hope some of this rain we're getting, let's hope the weather, the temperatures are starting to get better for us to enjoy a lawn again. So, some of the things that we have talked about, right, are getting ready to put seed down. Now, if you're like me and have those weeds in the lawn, we got to kill them first. And a lot of times, anything that we are killing the lawn, the weeds, right, the unwanted lawn area, because right now is what it is, you're spraying it to get rid of those weeds. But it takes about 2 weeks for that to go through and run its course and get out of the soil so that you can put new seed down, right? Because if you do it too early, you might as well just throw the seed away because it's going to kill that seed. We want to make sure that it's ready and able to sprout and start growing. So we wait 2 weeks. We wait those 2 weeks, and then that's when we start cleaning up the soil a bit, leveling it out, putting some new loam down, or loam, depending upon how you want to say it. Cleaning up the areas, then rolling it out, making sure it's nice and level, rough raking it just a little bit so that you can start putting the seed down. But we don't put the seed down first. What we want to do is we want to put down a starter fertilizer in the soil, right? So that starter fertilizer always has a number in the middle of those three numbers that are on the package that's higher than the other two. So it's nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. We want the phosphorus number to be high, right? So it might be like a 10, 18, 10. It might be something along those lines. Or, 5, 18, 5. You'll get it when you get to your local garden center and see. They'll show you what you need to get. But it'll say starter fertilizer. Now, this time of year, you don't need to purchase the starter fertilizer with crabgrass control in it. A lot of time crabgrass starts to die back at this point and is not very prevalent. And you've already probably killed a lot of it anyways. So you're just looking to get a starter fertilizer. Just a plain starter fertilizer. So you're going to put that starter fertilizer down first. Then you can put the seed down on top of it. Why do I say that? Well, say it's just a little damp. And you walk over all the seed putting down this starter fertilizer. You're picking up that seed and moving it to a different spot all over. You're going to have footprints all over the place. We want to make sure we walk the least amount when it's just the grass seed. Right? So, that's why we do it last. Now, we can throw some other things into this mix here. Say you've looked at it and said, I need to fix the pH. I need to break up some of the clay that's in here. We can use products at the same time, but I would say use those prior to putting grass seed down. Now, grass seeds, I want you to take a look at the varieties that are on the package for you. Now, if you have a shady area, I want you to look for a grass seed that doesn't have any bluegrass in it, right? So bluegrass loves the sun. Now, if you have an area that is 6+ hours of shade, maybe 1 to 2 hours of sun, why would you put something in there, even if it's 10, 15%, why would you put something down that's not going to like it? So look for a product if you're looking for full shade without any bluegrass in it. Now, your sunshade, that can have a mixture. You want to make sure it has bluegrass. You want to make sure it has rye and fescues. Sometimes just sunny could be just bluegrass or a mixture of rye and fescues. Some of the best mixtures out there have rye and fescues only. One of my favorites out there is the Black Beauty original from Jonathan Green. I think that is one of the deepest root systems out there. So that Black Beauty grass seed. Now, they have a line now that a lot of them will say Black Beauty. We're looking for the Black Beauty original or Black Beauty Ultra. So take a look at those, okay? Other grass seeds would be natural alternative. Take a look at natural alternative products they have. A bluegrass blend, which is a cool season Cadillac grass. That one, right, it's going to be more sun, but it's perfect for this time of year. They have an Iron Man grass seed. That's like a, drought resistant type one, strong, but it's a mixture of rye, fescues, and bluegrass. Great mix, go sun, shade, all over. Made in the Shade grassy, that's a good one for all shade, right? It's just a mixture of fescues and ryegrass. And then they have the Jumpin' Jack grass seed. Always makes me think of the song, but I won't say it this time. But this one here is a mixture of three ryegrass varieties. And it's a wide range of growing conditions. So picking out the right seed is important. So for that lawn, we started off by getting rid of the weeds that are there, right? Then we waited a couple weeks, we cleaned it up, put new loam down, cleaned that up, rough raked it a little bit, so when you put down that starter in the seed, it has a little bit of grit in there to hold it. You got the right seed down, so you put that starter fertilizer, then the grass seed down. Then, if you're in an area that's a slope, or in an area where it's getting colder and you want to put it down, maybe put some different, like, seeding straw down. One that, you know, has been cooked, gotten rid of all the weed seeds, but it goes over the top, keeps it insulated, and keeps it on the ground. They also have, from some number of different companies, they have like a mat, right, that you can roll out for a hill. So if you're seeding on a hill, you can actually put this down over it. It holds it from running down the hill and will actually keep it growing. It'll grow right through the mat. You don't even have to take the mat off. It's biodegradable, right? It'll go away. So it's perfect. So those are some things you could be doing for the fall. Now, say we're putting it down now, the 11th, right? You cut it a few times. You're going to still need to put a winter fertilizer down, right? Because you're supposed to put a fertilizer down every 6 weeks. Well, 6 weeks from now is going to put us 3 weeks into October, right? Even if you added 2 weeks, that's putting us at November 1st about. Right? Halloween. I'd still be able to put a winter fertilizer down. Now, for those of you who aren't doing a lawn and you're looking to, you know, should I put the fertilizer down now? What should I do? Well, let's think about this. Five applications is what I have talked about for a number of years. How many applications have you done? Have you done three? Have you already done your fourth step? Because most probably would have done a fourth application based on the monthly, weekly calendar here. Now, if you started April 1st, right, 6 weeks from that puts you at May 15th or so. 6 weeks from that puts you at July 1st. That's three steps. 6 weeks from that puts you at August 15th. That's step four. And you still have 6 weeks from that, puts you at October 1st, and there's the growing time throughout the whole rest of the winter. And I'll tell you, October has turned into a new September, really, temperature-wise. So, you're going to need to fertilize. And I'm telling you, it's only going to help your lawn going forward. Now, if you're at this point, and you put the winterizer down, you can put a second winterizer down in 6 weeks. Or if you haven't put step four down yet, that's fine. You can put another just plain fertilizer down and wait 6 weeks from now before you put that winterizer down, right? It is so important to use five applications in the lawn because your lawn grows from the beginning of April to sometimes November. And every 6 weeks of that, it equals to be about five applications, depending upon where you are, right? So it really is something to think about. If you haven't thought about it before, I really hope I open your eyes if you've done the fourth application right now and you're like, okay, I'm done. No, you're not. 6 weeks from now, I want you to put another one down because I know it's going to do help you out. Now, definitely worth getting those products now. With the weather that we've been having, it started to rain a little bit, cooled down a bit, your lawn's going to start to perk up a little bit. Putting down just a fertilizer right now is only going to help it. It's going to benefit the long term of this. I would say it's right now is probably going to be more important than, you know, the early season stuff. Why? Because been in a drought for so long. It's been stressed out for so long. It's pretty much gone dormant. It's used everything it has to keep it going. It needs something else. So that's why you need to use a fertilizer again. So if you learn anything from me today, I want to make sure you're using two more applications, I think you can do. If you just did one recently, you can do a second one 6 weeks after that. If you haven't done one, I think with the rain and the weather, you can put one down and 6 weeks from now, do another application because it is going to be well worth it. Not just the rest of this year, but for next year as well. So really, think about it. It's going to be what's best for your life. Now we're going to take a break here. We'll be back with some more information about what to do with your yard and garden going forward this fall. We're not into fall yet, but we're getting there. So definitely stay tuned to that. We're going to take a break. We will be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with the new easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today from my office here in Chelmsford, but we are not taking calls and be telling you some different things you should be doing for the yard today. I will actually not be here, but you're hearing my voice, so I am here. I know it's confusing, but I wanted to not have a two-week back-to-back rerun show, so I'm producing it early, and it's Labor Day. It's been raining all day, and it's phenomenal. I mean, I woke up and it was raining. It's still raining. It's the end of the day. It's later in the day for me. But we're getting that rain. I know it's going to warm up this week, and then next week, who knows? But we're starting to feel fall. We're starting to, you know, maybe we'll start to see some of our plants rebound from this, right? Maybe our lawns will start to wake up a little bit. Who knows? But I know there was like flash flooding because the ground was so hard that the water couldn't go anywhere. Let's see what happens. But I'm thinking this is the start of something good for our gardens. We want this rain. We want the moisture to stay in for our plants going forward. Because what is one of the things that happens over winter that we get nervous about in the next couple weeks? Is our plants getting winter damage? There's no real way to describe it. It's not like a science of exactly what the issue is, right? There's not like a scientific word for a bacteria or whatnot. It's winter damage from the winds. But what has happened? The plants dried out in the wind and the air. Because it was so cold, the wind blew the plant, it was frozen, and it didn't have any moisture in it. Well, so what we're trying to think about doing is making sure that moisture gets there now. So, a lot of places can hand water. Water some of your established trees and shrubs in the next couple weeks. Maybe alternate every few days to different ones, just to give them something to get ready. And then those evergreens, like your azaleas, your rhododendrons, your boxwoods, you know, those types. Think about using wilt stop or wilt proof.
You've heard us talk about it for years. Wilt proof and wilt stop. You spray them on your plants to hold the moisture into the plant over the winter from the winds, right? What this does is it, holds the moisture in the plant, keeps it where it needs to be so that when the wind hits it, it doesn't dry out very quickly. But here's the thing. We're a few weeks away from having some of those colder days. We're starting to get into the 60s at night. But when the temperatures drop into the low 40s and stay in the 40s, this product doesn't stick as long as it needs to. So that's why we want to start thinking about it in the next few weeks. Start purchasing it, saying, yeah, I'm going to need it. Let's get it. Right? If you're buying some new shrubs right now, grab some wilt proof or wilt stop at the same time to protect your investment. This is one thing that's going to pay for itself when you protect your plants and your neighbor doesn't and they have some damage to their rhododendrons or boxwoods or whatnot. You do have to spray it. I think it's every 6 to 8 weeks, maybe 8 weeks or so. But I swear, every January, mid-January, there's always a warm-up. There's some sort of warm-up that, you know, it warms up enough where it's like 45 degrees for the day. That's when you go out and spray it. Usually always happens, I swear. Yeah, I think it was like a February 1st a couple years ago. Or it just happens, I swear. Anyways, wilt proof or wilt stop? Wilt stop is a Bonide product. Wilt proof is from Wilt Proof. Comes in all different sizes, hose end, ready to use, nice and easy. These are also products you can use on your Christmas wreaths, your Christmas trees, all those things. So if you don't use it all up on the shrubs and trees to protect them for the winter, you can use it on your Christmas wreaths to keep the moisture in, especially if you bring it inside. Ah, perfect. Anyways, some good stuff this hour. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. A few more questions in from our email. Talk about a few other products. So stay tuned to us. We'll be back in a few minutes live with some more information for you of what to do in the garden this year. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.